Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan. Fresh Breakfast on Fresh 102.9.
That's music by BN as well as a Scar on Namibia's Art and Soul Lifestyle 816. That's what it's about, isn't it? That lifestyle that we all want. It's a lifestyle that we need to invest in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right now, so that after 3 years, after 4 years, maybe not even 3 years, Shaquan.
Yeah.
Because if you are going to get your degree right now,
mm-hmm.
right, you still need to hustle. You need to get your entry jobigi. Or maybe you're already in a job and you're just getting your extra degree. Or you now maybe you're a PhD level now. One time.
Leveled up.
Okay. Maybe then you can talk about lifestyle. You know what I mean. But if it's your first degree, you're going to have to wait a little bit.
I don't know. Yeah, especially for us, man. Because, you know, black tax.
Oh, black tax. Too.
It's going to hold us back a bit.
But I tell you what, we've got Abudi Simon Namesha in the studio, the manager for public relations and media operations, corporate engagements and international relations in studio from the University of Namibia. The much talked about University of Namibia, if we may. Abudi Simon, how are you doing this morning?
Thank you very much. I'm doing well. I love your studio. It's quite fresh here.
Come on now.
He's coming with bars already.
I see it.
All right, man. So, Simon, how has the registration process been? Especially, not even in terms of the inquiries. Hey, because I know that UNAM is very adamant in terms of sharing a lot of information. But a lot of the times we hear it, but we're still like, let me just go and ask again. Do you know what I mean? How has that process been?
No, I think absolutely so far so good.
Mm-hmm.
We really have been having our queues have been quite satisfactory.
Okay.
Our admissions are quite going smooth so far at all our campuses.
Yeah.
I must say that there, of course, have been a lot of questions on who is being admitted at UNAM.
So
that we have been addressing that for the last couple of days. I think we can also touch on that today.
Okay.
But generally, so far, so good. Most of our popular programs or professional programs, like medicine, especially in the health faculty, they are holding their interviews and their registration process is in progress. Because after being admitted, after meeting the basic requirements, there is still an interview process that goes on before they really take you into those courses.
Oh.
It's quite a thorough process, yeah.
It's really, really tough, hey?
Yeah.
All right. So when exactly did the registration process start?
All right, perfect. It started actually on the 8th of January for our senior students.
Okay.
And it goes until the 29th of January.
Yeah.
And then we also have them for the first year students. It started on the 15th of January, goes until the 26th of January. 29th January until the 2nd of February.
Yeah.
Is the late registration for our first year students.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, now that you're touching on the subject of registration, we understand that there's a rumored extension here for registration. Why and how long will this extension be?
Perfect. We have what we call a late registration.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But before that, you need to apply, hey?
Okay, yeah.
So we normally have students or learners that didn't apply at all last year for a couple of reasons. One, either they didn't get a chance, or two, they were like, I didn't pass very well today. This term, I'll wait in January to apply. Okay, and then come to UNAM, UNAM says, no, we are done with applications. Luckily, UNAM has what you call a late application period, which was running from the 15th of January until the 19th of January.
Okay.
And then there was more demand to say, I didn't apply at all. I just drove all the way into the city. Can't you allow me to apply? So UNAM again said, okay, it's fine. We are hearing you. From the 22nd of January, which was this week Monday, until this week Friday, you can still apply. Either you didn't apply at all from zero, or you had applied last year and you were not admitted because maybe you didn't meet the requirements.
Now
you can just approach that campus and say, hi, this is Simon. I have aced my A level. Here are my marks. Can you please update my application to this?
Then we say,
cool, you meet. Let's welcome you to our course of sociology or social work or into our BBA program.
And this is countrywide, most
countrywide.
Anytime, every campus.
Countrywide. We have 12 campuses countrywide. As you might know, 4 in the Commerce region, 4 in the straight north, and then one in northeast, that means Rundu and Katima.
Yeah.
In the south, Ketmanshoop, one, and then one in Henderson.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I mean, talk to us about Cambridge certificates. Do you accept it? What's the situation around that?
All right. Our golden rule is you should have completed your highest grade at basic level. Mm. So what is the highest grade at basic level? Is grade 12. Mm. So long as you have done that, absolutely welcome you. Then comes the question of the levels or at which national certificate. That to us doesn't matter, because so long as it's recognized, whether it's an O level or AS level or Cambridge, etc., etc., because there are a lot out there. Mm. Not just in Namibia, but globally. Mm. So we take in all those ones.
Mm. So speaking of you know, the one thing that will have a lot of people stress, let's talk about the money.
Yes.
Tuition fees.
Yes.
All right. In terms of the registration process itself, what are the numbers looking like this time around?
Okay, cool. Our registration fee is straight up 6,575. Then people like to say, no, that's deep. What that number consists of is actually a 4,000 deposit towards your tuition fees.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Let me do a small breakdown.
Okay.
For
argument's
sake, your annual tuition fee is a simple case. It's 10,000.
Hmm.
Okay. From January to December, your annual fee is 10,000. That's an example.
Mm.
In that 10,000, you are depositing 4,000, and then for the remainder of the year, you have 6,000 left. And then the other 2,000
is not the registration now.
That's not a registration fee.
Okay, but you're giving the option of. But it's not optional,
it's
right?
Not
like
optional.
You have to put down
it's
that
mandatory,
6,000.
Mandatory, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Some people say it's steep, but it's actually you helping yourself.
Mm.
I know it's steep now, but you make it easier for yourself for the next
throughout the year.
Yeah, throughout the year, absolutely.
All right.
But for the AS level, we have some incentives that's running.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have two packages for them.
Okay.
What we're offering is, if you did AS and you are coming to UNAM, you can choose to say, we're offering you not to pay registration fee, which is 1,850, and you only pay 4,725. Or you can choose to say, I have the 6,575.
Yeah.
Just give me a discount on my annual tuition fee. And then we give you a discount of 10% on your tuition fee. So you choose between a discount for the year, or you can choose to say, I don't want to pay registration fee. I only have 4,700.
And this is only reserved for the AS
only
AS level, first year students only.
What are the complications with
with the grade 11?
No. Not the grade 11. Still on the money. What do you call them? Sponsors.
The bursaries.
Bursaries and loans.
The NASFAF students.
For them, if you have an acknowledgement letter, you don't pay the 4,000 deposit.
Okay.
So you only pay the other amount of 2,575.
This is now for NASFAF only or for all, also the
bursaries and so forth.
Bursaries, if you have a letter from your bursary, from Fresh FM or NAMPOWER or NAMWATER or from Simon or whoever, and then you come with that letter. That letter should then say, we are paying for Simon for the registration fee, for his tuition fee, for his hostel
accommodation,
fee, accommodation, etc., etc., etc. And then when you come, you just bring that letter, and you walk in like a boss in our lecture halls.
100%.
Oh, okay.
But the one with the loans, they have to put down the 2,000.
Yes.
Right.
You only pay the 2,575. The 4,000, remember, it's a deposit towards your tuition fee.
Yeah.
And NSFAF is saying, no, look, I'll cover your tuition fee. So then you get that. Later on, if you are amount that you get from NSF is more than what you owe the institution, everything becomes in your favor.
I think now we can talk about the point, isn't it?
Now we can.
Yeah.
Now we can, man. But Simon, you know what? A lot of people would still probably have a lot of questions. Where exactly can they get a little bit more information?
Yes.
Is everything up on your website? Or are there numbers that they need to call?
Yeah. So I think our first point of call is our website, 100% anytime. Our website is www.unam.edu.na. So if you go there, you can get all of this information.
Yeah.
The second part is also you can then follow us on our different social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
We have different links up there. All this information that we are sharing here are also on those different timelines. You can just check them out there as well.
Yeah.
So that's that. And then our office numbers is 061-206-3111. So if you call that number, they should be able to put you through to different sections. If you say, I want to hear more about hostels, if you want to hear more about the fees, I want to hear about admission, so you just need to inquire on that number. You call it, and then you be specific to say, put me through to the School of Humanities, or the School of Law, or to the hostel section, or to the tuition section. I want to hear more about admission requirements. So then they put you through to the relevant office. So at least have an idea of what you want to be helped with within the university.
Okay.
You know what, Shekwan? I know I'm jumping the gun here. I'm sure we've touched on the important parts. Me, I just want to know when is the opening bash, as I believe, and when is that call? When is that call coming in for NSK and Shekwan to handle it or like that?
You know.
I mean, let's not face this, man.
But Simon, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks very much as
well. We appreciate you.
I appreciate it.
Please say hi to the rest of the team, especially OC Josie. She's a longtime friend of ours.
I will do. So thanks very much. All right. This week is actually our orientation week. Starts today until Friday. If you're at any of our UNAM campuses, please make sure you attend orientation for first year. It's very important.
And the bash?
In the bash that comes actually after the first classes, which is on the 12th of February, then the weekend thereafter.
That's it.
Okay.
8:26 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Simon Namesho, Manager, Public Relations and Media Operations, Corporate Engagements and International Relations. He's the guy that you want to get hold of when it comes to all things. So, UNAM, stick around.
Back to school means there's a lot going on.
Fresh breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.